Hey, we're here at SEC Media Days 2015 with one of my favorites from SI.com, college football guru, but also a guy that knows plenty of our Texans, especially the ones drafted in 2015. That's Andy Staples. And Andy, we were talking before about one guy I know that you really like the Texans draft in the second round, and that's Bernhardrick McKinney.
Oh, I love Bernhardrick McKinney. He was everywhere at Mississippi State. They basically built the defense around him. High school quarterback, 215 pounds coming out of high school, turned into a linebacker basically the size of a Coke machine who could still run. And he gives them some versatility. I mean, there was talk before the draft about teams wanting to take him to use him outside. Could he cover? It sounds like he can, but they're going to use him inside anyway. That makes you real versatile. I mean, it's funny because the NFL seems to be stealing a lot from college. You know, you're seeing these teams spread out. You're going to have to play nickel a ton. You're going to have linebackers who can cover. You don't want to have to take those guys off the field. McKinney's a guy who can stay on the field.
One of the guys also on Friday night of the draft, the Texans ended up drafting, moving up to get Arizona State wide receiver Jalen Strong. I know I was a huge fan. Andy, what did you think of Jalen Strong as an Arizona State Sun Devil and now moving on to the Texans?
I'm not sure there was a better guy in college football last year when the ball was in the air. That 50-50 ball, Jalen Strong's getting it. He's winning that battle. And, I mean, some of those catches he would make along the sideline with a corner basically draped all over him, he was great at high-pointing the ball, at finding it, and fighting for it. You've got to do that in the NFL. It's not going to be an easy catch every time. So I think the Texans are going to be really happy with him because he's a guy who will go out there and fight for the football.
Anytime Snoop Dogg calls you out on Twitter or says you did a great thing on Twitter, you know you did a good thing. One of the guys that people in Houston, Andy, are so excited to see. We didn't get a chance to see much of him last year, but you covered him for 3 years in South Carolina. That's Jadeveon Clowney. If he's healthy, what did the Texans have?
Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt on the same defensive line is terrifying. Terrifying. Because the skill set that Clowney has, you just don't find anywhere. He's really fast. But he can keep that speed at 275 with really sudden hands, with a lot of strength up front. He's not as big and strong as Watt, but you can move him around the line like they do with J.J. Watt. And some of the combinations that they'll be able to come up with, they're going to freak some offensive linemen out because you're going to have to find those guys every play, and that's going to be tough if you're a quarterback or an offensive lineman.
Opening game of the season at NRG Stadium, Texas A&M taking on Arizona State. A&M with Kyle Allen of the state of Arizona. Arizona State starting Mike Bercovici, and he could be one of the best battles in opening weekend of quarterbacks. People don't know a lot about Bercovici, but in the three games he started at Arizona State, that offense moved pretty well. How do you like that matchup, A&M versus Arizona State?
I like it a lot. We talked to Kevin Sumlin about that this morning, and he said it makes the offseason go so much easier when the guys know they've got a really good team to play. I think that's going to be one of the more fun games of opening weekend because those two teams are pretty evenly matched. They both have very good offenses. You're right, Bercovici was excellent when he had to play last year. Now that it's his offense that he had a whole offseason to prepare, I think that offense at Arizona State's going to hum pretty well. A&M, Kyle Allen, same situation. Didn't win the starting job out of camp last year. Eventually became the starter. He's been the guy the whole offseason. Now, whether he or Kyler Murray gets the job is another story, but I think it's probably going to be Kyle Allen in that first game, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know if you're going to be coming to Houston for the AdvoCare Texas kickoff, but Birmingham, barbecue, I've got to ask you, what grade, 1 to 10, how would you grade Birmingham barbecue? How excited are you to be here at SEC Media Days because of the barbecue?
I don't know. I can find good barbecue pretty much anywhere in the South. There's a place in Homewood, Alabama, which is about 15 minutes from here, called Saws, that is one of the better barbecue places in the country. So I don't know if it's up there with Killens in Pearland, but it is up there, and it's one of my favorites. And so I'm sure I will visit at some point. And if I do happen to go to that game, I'm sure I'll visit some of your brisket spots down there.
Little question about brisket spots. Yeah, Killens is pretty good. For Andy Staples, I'm John Harris here at SEC Media Days.